Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are going to do something different this show. This will be a funkified version of In the Groove. And what better way to get things started than the godfather of soul himself? I'm talking about James Brown. I Got the Feeling.
Beat back.
That is Dr. Lonnie Smith from the album Jungle Soul. We heard Trouble Man, a 2006 release. And we started out the show with the godfather of soul, the godfather of funk. His name is James Brown from a compilation called The Foundations of Funk, a brand new bag, recordings from 1964 to 1969. We heard I Got the Feeling from the great James Brown. Funk music takes many forms. You heard just two of them back there in that last set. Back in the 60s, they were producing something called soul jazz, which also has its own kind of funk, and we're going to hear one of those right here. From the great trumpeter Lee Morgan, the album is Cornbread. We're going to hear the title track. This one features Lee Morgan on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto, Hank Mobley on tenor, Herbie Hancock on piano, Larry Ridley on bass, and the great Billy Higgins on drums. We'll be right back. Yes, kind of a slow burn on that rendition of Fever by Jimmy Smith and Kenny Burrell, two of the greatest players of their time. The album is Cool Talkin' Verve, and we heard Fever, 1997 release. Before that, we heard from Joshua Redman and the Elastic Band. The album Momentum, we heard Put It In Your Pocket, and that certainly was a funkified piece. Putting this playlist together, it was more difficult to figure out what not to include than what to include. There was so many great funky tunes that have infiltrated the jazz scene, and perhaps I should do a sequel to this show, but I certainly enjoyed putting this playlist together. And one of those tunes from a band that had a lot of influence on my listening was Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes from 1975 during my college days. This is from the album Expansions, the title track from Lonnie Liston Smith. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
A classic funky tune from Herbie Hancock and the Headhunters from his album Thrust, a 1974 release, featuring Herbie Hancock on piano, Benny Maupin on reeds, Paul Jackson on electric bass, Mike Clark doing that great drum line in that, and Bill Summers on percussion. Before that, Cannonball Adderley and his quintet from the album Them Dirty Blues, a 1960 release. Cannonball Adderley, one of the most soulful saxophonists in jazz. And we heard The Work Song. And we started out that set with something that sounded kind of dated, maybe had that kind of disco sound to it, but a really cooking set as well from Lonnie Liston Smith and the Cosmic Echoes. We heard Expansions. We're coming near the end of this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to wrap up today's show with some Oakland funk from Tower of Power. It doesn't get any funkier than this. Name of the track is What is Hip? Thanks for listening, folks.
Started to Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.